For Indian and Chinese professionals, we had a visa bulletin where the priority dates for EB3 cases were better than for EB2 from a filing perspective, meaning that those foreign nationals were able to then finally file for adjustment of status. So this resulted in thousands of adjustment cases filed with I-140s asking USCIS to downgrade an approved I-140 petition that was in the EB2 classification to EB3 so that they could benefit from the priority date for filing purposes. So this is where someone has an I-140 approved already in a higher preference category, and they're filing a new petition to downgrade their petition to the EB3 category for professionals. And so, for all intents and purposes, most applicants who qualified for an EB2 will also qualify for an EB3 position. So that's thus the rush in filing downgrade EB3 petitions. The regulation is 8 CFR 204.5E, and it specifically states that a foreign national may be the beneficiary of multiple approved petitions. So barring any specific regulatory guidance to the contrary, we interpret this to mean that the beneficiary may have a new petition filed rather than just amend. So you can also amend an I-140. You can file a petition to amend, but you can also, this regulation, the interpretation is used to file new I-140s to downgrade or, as we'll talk about next, upgrade a petition. It's important that when filing as a new petition, not as an amended petition, you want to point out all over your filing. So we do it in a cover sheet, we do it in cover letters, that you are filing a new petition and that the person has a previously approved I-140. So you can also provide, so on page 3 of the I-140, part 4, there's questions 8 through 9. You answer yes, that a previous case was filed, and then you provide the details in the addendum, meaning you provide the case number and the priority date. And then no to question 10, which asks, do you want USCIS to request a duplicate copy of the PERM from the Department of Labor? No, you're not requesting that because the PERM has already been used in a prior I-140 filing. So if the adjustment, and I should point out, because I'm talking about a lot of practice pointers here that are also summarized in an AILA document. It's AILA document number 201-00731. So a lot of what we're talking about is summarized in this practice pointer, and it's really useful. And I think it'll be really useful in the coming year. It also addresses a concept called interfiling. So that's when you have an I-140 that gets approved, interfiling will connect that I-140 to the adjustment case that's pending. So going back, you've got an adjustment case pending but not current. You can follow the same protocol to request a downgrade of the category. And then once it's approved, you send notification to USCIS that you've got an approval, the priority date is current, and here's the adjustment of status application that's pending. Other points, premium processing. When you're filing a subsequent I-140, technically, you have to wait 180 days before you can request an upgrade to premium processing. Now, in practice, we had seen, you know, and once people finally got receipt notices from these filings in October, November, and December of 2020, That once the receipt notice came in, they would file an upgrade request before the 180-day mark, and that in a lot of cases that was receipted and approved, and then the I-140 was approved. But we've also gotten lots of reports that the premium processing gets rejected. So I would say, and I still have cases that are now way past the 180-day mark, and I'm trying to get them upgraded to premium processing, and the premium processing request gets rejected. So I would say, you know, that's also very common, but keep trying. And eventually you'll get it in. I mean, it's trial and error sometimes with the government, as in a lot of things. So let's see. I think that covers it. There are also cases filed November and October last year that are not approved yet, so they're still pending. So don't be nervous if you filed a case and it's still pending. There are a lot out there that still are. And one more time, the document number for the practice guide in AILA is AILA document number 201-00731.